From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Chinese agents have been working in the U.S. The New York Times says the Obama administration is warning China about the presence of its law enforcement agents covertly pressuring prominent expatriates to return home. Victor Beatty takes a look.
The paper, citing anonymous American officials, says Beijing has dubbed the effort Operation Fox Hunt and is part of President Xi's wider anti-corruption battle, which is popular with the Chinese public. The Times says the agents involved are from the Ministry of Public Security and are not in the country on official government business and likely entered the U.S. on tourist or trade visas. The Times says since 2014, more than 930 suspects have been repatriated, including more than 70 who have returned voluntarily this year. It says they are part of an international operation to hunt down economic fugitives and persuade them to return home. Victor Beatty, Washington.
At least 18 people are dead and scores are wounded after an explosion near a popular tourist site in central Bangkok. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has refused to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending the country's 20-month-long civil war. Mediators at talks in Addis Ababa say Mr. Kiir told them he needs 15 days before he will sign the agreement. Rebel leader Riek Machar says he's surprised.
We had hoped President Kiir was going to sign. In actual fact, I didn't know that he was not going to sign, because when I came to the room, I met him here, greeted him before we signed. But then after 10 minutes, I was told he wasn't signing.
The talks were sponsored by the East African bloc IGAD, as well as several other countries, including the United States and China. This is VOA News. Rescue teams were poised to hike through rugged terrain toward the wreckage of an Indonesian airliner. The plane crashed Sunday with 54 people on board. No word about possible survivors. A report filed with a U.S. federal judge says a review of the emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has found that as many as 305 of them could contain classified information. The State Department filed the report Monday following a review by intelligence officials. The emails came from Clinton's private server, which she used to send and receive messages during her tenure as Secretary of State. Clinton, now a presidential hopeful, has insisted she never sent any information that was classified. A Russian court has awarded symbolic damages to an online Russian writer who claimed her employer's main goal was turning out internet propaganda favorable to Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a ruling Monday, the court in St. Petersburg set the damages at 1 ruble, the penalty sought by plaintiff Lyudmila Savchuk. The writer went public earlier this year with claims that her company, Internet Research, flooded the internet with pro-Putin and pro-Kremlin propaganda. Russia is dismissing as rumors reports that it hosted Iranian Major General Qasem Soleimani in July, despite a United Nations travel ban against him. The United States accuses the man of being responsible for the deaths of 500 troops in Iraq and a failed attempt to assassinate the Saudi Arabian ambassador in Washington. Daniel Scharf has more.
During a news conference in Moscow Monday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed the report of the alleged visit. Lavrov spoke after meeting with visiting Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. He said all commentaries on these rumors have been made, and there is nothing to add what he called a chain of suspicions from his American colleagues. The U.S. State Department said last week that Soleimani's reported trip violated the U.N. ban. A Russian deputy foreign minister on Friday rejected the statement, saying they earlier informed the United States they had no information of any visit. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
The Obama administration has given Royal Shell Oil permission to drill in the Arctic Ocean off Alaska's northwest coast. This is the first time gas and drilling operations have been given the go-ahead since an exploratory well was drilled in 1991. In a statement released Monday, an administrative environmental official pledged to monitor the work around the clock, but the news was greeted with opposition from environmentalist groups. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.